Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, let me congratulate you, Ambassador, on your nomination as a president of this 2019 meeting of high contracting parties and assure you of the full support of the Latvian delegation. Latvian aligns with the statement of the European Union, and I would like to make a few remarks in a national capacity. Mr. President, Latvia remains firmly committed to the Convention on certain conventional weapons and its protocols. As a president of 2018 meeting of high contracting parties, Latvia contributed to the strengthening of the functioning of the Convention with a particular focus on financial measures and status of ISU. At the 74th session of the UN General Assembly, Latvia introduced the resolution on CCW, which was adopted by the first committee by consensus, and I would like to use this opportunity to thank all high contracting parties and UN member states for their constructive engagement and flexibility. Latvia supports efforts aimed at universalization of the CCW and the annex protocols. We welcome Benin joining protocols 2, 4, and 5 of the CCW in September of this year. Mr. President, we regard CCW as an important forum to increase awareness of the existing challenges and to address emerging issues. Among those issues, we follow with great interest the work undertaken on the issue of the legal autonomous weapon systems. We are encouraged by the progress so far and offer our service to coordinate the work of the GGE for the year 2020. We hope that the 2021 CCW Review Conference will be able to adopt substantive outcome of the work of the GGE. Mr. President, Latvia attaches great importance to building and sustaining confidence and compliance. Since joining the CCW, Latvia hasn't failed in national reporting obligations a single time. We encourage all high contracting parties to submit their annual reports on compliance with provisions of the Convention and its protocols, thereby developing mutual trust and creating transparency. Mr. President, let me conclude by expressing our serious concerns about the high level of outstanding national assessed contributions to the CCW. The effectiveness of the treaty depends on the availability of resources to carry out its mandated activities. Non-payment of assessed contributions or their delayed payment seriously hamper normal functioning of not only Secretariat's work, but also treaty as a whole. Such a situation is not acceptable. Latvia calls on all member states to fulfill their obligations towards all conventions, conventional armed treaties and pay assessed contributions on time and in full. Latvia fully supports your proposal, Mr. President, to strengthen further financial situation of the CCW, including establishment of the Working Capital Fund. I thank you very much, Mr. President.